And so it is, dear friends, dear Sambra, that we gather here together on this day in an energy of you that is changing so much. While this music was playing, so many of you could hear the vibration and feel the frequency of when the horn of Gabriel blew so many years ago, calling you to service, calling you to the changes, calling you to the new earth, and calling you to take your ascension status. So we sat around. This music was playing, and for Sambra all across the world, we could feel something singing back in your hearts. While this music played, we could hear you and feel you remembering when Gabriel first sounded the trumpet in 1987 of your time. And we remembered at that time when you said yes. When you said yes, Spirit, I am here. Yes, Spirit, I am ready to move forward. Oh, and my, what a journey you have all taken since then. From our perspective, it was only a moment or so ago of time. From yours, it spans 15-some years. What a journey you have taken to come to this point. We are overwhelmed sometimes with emotion when we gather like this. When you put down those barriers and those walls, when you know you are enveloped by the love of Spirit, the love of I, Tobias, and the love of all who gather on this day. And yes, most importantly, when you are sitting here enveloped by the love of Sambra, the ones who sit next to you, the ones who you played footsie with last month. One day, we will just sit here with no words. We will share feelings. We will share love. We will do the dance with each other without these words being said. We heard, dear friends, that you are planning now to learn how to channel. We have some information for you. You already know how to channel. You just don't know that you know. It will be so easy for you when you allow yourself to do this, when you truly trust who you are and allow yourself to hear the inner voice and to feel the inner flame. And indeed, as I have said before, when you connect with who you truly are, not the illusion that you carry around with you, but with who you truly are, when you connect with that, what you will hear so clearly in the background is us. You will realize that we have always been there every step of the way with you. You will realize that you are not alone, that this is a journey of many. As Kaludra said earlier, dear friends, as you learn how to truly bring to the surface the expression of everything divine that you are, oh, you will hear us so clearly. You will be able to pick out names. You will be able to know who the archangels. You will be able to feel my energy in a whole new way. You will be able to easily pick up on the humans that you have known in this lifetime who have departed and come back to our side. This will be a new power. And there is indeed a new way to channel. And we are asking Kaludra to do this more and more, and it is not what you have thought it would be. You thought channeling meant to totally get out of the way and not participate and use your body and your voice and your reality as a mechanism, as a vehicle for our energies to come in. Do you know we are asking Kaudra now to be fully present with us, to have his energy fully with us as we channel? That way it will not be so difficult on his body. It will be natural. It will not be that he is an empty vessel. It will be that he will be part of the energetic group bringing forth the message, so that it is a chorus. And it is the same with you, dear friends. When you learn how to channel, know that you are fully present. Know that we want you present with us. We are standing together, all of us. You worry that there is some part of you, the part you do not trust, that will interfere, that will filter, that will distort the messages, and we challenge each of you to be there, to know that you are beyond this, to know that when you truly trust and you truly allow your divine flame to come forth, it will not lead you astray. It will not bring you misappropriate messages. When you open those feelings that you have within and you participate with us, this is such a strong type of channel. This is what we are challenging you to do, and you will find that it is not so difficult on your body or your mind. You will not have to go through such drastic changes to move out of what you call your human state, or humor state, as we like to call it, into an altered state. Fully present, divine, human, allowing us to come into you now and be present, and then bring forth the chorus of the message of all of us. This is the new energy channeling. This is what you are about. This is who you are becoming. Be with us. Join with us. Say yes. And let all of us move through into this new energy. Dear friends, in our discussion last month, during the shoud, when you speak in one voice and in many voices, you gave yourself such powerful tools for the new energy. It impressed us on this side of the veil that you could be so focused and articulate these so well. We found ourselves busy writing these down and looking at the energy of what you expressed. And we decided that we would continually remind you of what you said over and over until you felt it deep within your being, until you came out with a yes, said, I can do that. These tools of the new energy that you gave yourself are quite simple. Breathing. Breathing, dear friends. It brings life, and it tells your entire body that you want to continue living. No more suffocating. No more being partly present. Breathing tells your body, yes, I want to continue living. Yes, I want to rejuvenate. Yes, I find value in my life now. I am that I am in the moment. Breathing. So simple. So simple. Not a complex tool. Not a tool that costs anything. Not a tool that you need much schooling to learn how to do. Natural. God-given. And powerful. Use it if you are in a difficult situation, under tremendous pressure, as we know so many of you are. Use the breath to bring new life, to bring new isness into the power of I am. And, dear friends, you gave yourselves the tool of feeling. Feeling. Allowing yourself to open up and to feel what is going on. To feel who you are. Indeed, it will be difficult at times because you will feel the pain that others go through. But dear teachers, you know, because you have been there, you know the pain. The pain serves a purpose. The pain is part of the process. And when that is recognized, pain no longer hurts. Pain now creates a new energy and a fuel to help you continue evolving and expanding. Pain no longer becomes what you would call a negative. When you open up to feel, you may also feel your own pain from the past, but understand, they've all been so appropriate. Feeling allows you to also embrace life, your life, others' lives, to feel the sweetness, to feel the purity, to feel the smoothness of life. Opening your feelings allows you to enjoy as a human like never before, to enjoy the simple things, jokes, jokes, food, sex, all of the things that are such gifts to the humans. Feeling your own self. Feeling that identity that you have created. Feeling all of these things. You know, dear friends, that so much has come from your head. It is the head that talked in there that you have learned to mistrust. It is that head talk that has caused you to not trust who you truly are. Go into the feelings, into the fullness, into your heart. Then the brain will handle the details, handle what needs to be handled in your day-to-day reality, but allow yourself to feel, breathe, and feel, dear friends. And the third tool that you gave yourself was to be in the moment, to be in the now, fully present. As we have said, living in the past will trigger the death process within you. In the future, when you live there, it suffocates you. It suffocates your divinity. Be in the now, fully present, fully aware. The now includes not just the chair you sit in and the room that you are in, but everything in your life that is happening. That is part of the now. That is part of the now, but you are fully present, fully grounded and centered. When you are in the now, dear friends, it attracts things to you, a simple spiritual physics. And it is the fourth point you brought up to yourself. Be in the now, and the road moves through you. We know you are still grappling with this, trying to understand what do we mean by it. But you are coming to the understanding. As you work with it, you will begin to understand the magic. Indeed, we use the term magic. The synchronicity. What is happening as you are fully present in the now, as you are breathing and feeling now, you can attract all of the appropriate things to you. You are like a magnet. All of these things will come to you. In the moment, all of the resources, all of the tools, and all of the work of service that you will do will come to you. These things could not find their way to you when you were not present in the now. They would pass through a now that you were not in. The room of now has been vacant because you were living in the past and living in the future. So when the tools and the people and the opportunities came into your now, no one was at home to receive them. when you live in the now, and when you feel, you will be able to feel the appropriate things coming to you, being attracted to you. You will be able to feel what is important to embrace, what is important to simply touch and let go on its way. When you are breathing, you will have the strength, you will have the divine flame fully alive to handle whatever comes your way. Four simple tools that you gave yourself to breathe, to feel, to be present, and to attract. So simple. So simple. Teach this, dear friends, to the others who come along. Teach this. They will not necessarily understand right away. It will seem too simple. The head will get caught up trying to analyze it. You know what that is like. Wait for the head chatter to go away. And walk them through these steps simply. Walk them through this. Help them to understand what you are coming to understand. The four tools of the new energy given to you by yourself, endorsed by all of us on this side of the veil. We could not have said it better. This is Shambhala coming to new enlightenment. Dear friends, dear Shambhala, the universe is watching right now, watching carefully everything that you do, watching the progress. Now is an important crossroads for all of us, for you who are human, for you who are divine humans, and for all of us. Indeed, this work on the grid is nearly complete. Nearly, nearly complete. They're just cleaning up the final parts and pieces. Putting the polishing touches on now. But as the grids are coming to completion, this signals a new call. That call is the acceptance of all who you are. On this side of the veil, indeed, we are busy. We're watching. We're responding. We want to see now what you do with the ability to fully integrate who you are. We want to see what you do as you come to remembrance of who you truly are. We want to see now, with the completion of the grid, how you go out working with us, working with many others, and create the new earth. We come to such an important crossroads in these next few weeks of time, these next few weeks that mark the end of your calendar year, and then in the months that follow, how the humans deal with this new potential of energy, with the ability to bring in and accept everything that they are. All eyes of heaven are focused on Earth. The eyes of who you have been in the past, what you would call the aliens, focused on you right now. They want to know, how do you respond to the new potential? The ability to truly bring in and hold your divinity, and then to bring it out into expression. The order of the Ark is watching so very carefully right now. What will happen? What will happen as humans are given this new potential and this new energy? So much will transpire between now and the end of the year in terms of the completion of the grids, and then in these first few months of the new years. Watch this yourself to see what happens. For this will help tell you the direction that old Earth is going in. Watch yourself in these next few months. Observe and feel the changes taking place within you. You have gone through so much these past few years. Watch to see, dear friends, how it gets easier. You've gone through the releasing and the releasing and the releasing, and now come to a point of accepting and expressing. Watch how your own life changes, your own attitudes change, and your own abilities to truly create everything in your reality. These next months of time are so important. We do not want to say that they are critical to the balance of Earth and to the universe, but in a way they are. Oh, if this did not work out, if it does not work out, dear friends, we will have all learned a tremendous amount from it. But we do not see that happening. We do not see it not working out. You have gone through the toughest of the tough in your own life, in your own identity. Now is the matter of walking into your new service. As we were saying, if it had not worked out, there would still have been a tremendous amount that was learned and understood, so that when we tried it again, we would have been that much smarter, that much further ahead. It would, nothing you have done would have gone to waste. No experience, no thought or feeling would have gone to waste. That would have all been part of bringing home to you. It would have all been part of expanding the first circle, of coming into this new energy of all that is. Destruction, termination, no, we do not see that at all. Chaos all around you, absolutely. Absolutely. With the empathy now that you have gained from your own experience, know that the others will have to go through it. Indeed, they will go through so much of what you went through, peeling off the layers, coming to resolution within, changing your identity from who you thought you were, the illusion of all the previous experiences, and coming to a new understanding, your new identity as a creator, as an heir to the throne. So indeed, there will be chaos all around. You will see it. You will see it in the people who are in your families, and friends, and work. You will see it in the headlines, but you will know something. You will know that things are not falling apart. You will know that they are making progress on their path. Why do you think it is that we, who are of the Crimson Council and the Order of Tabaiwa, have come in when we did? We came here to encourage you on the path, and then to encourage you to be the teachers of the new energy, the teachers of divinity. Dear friends, we are all watching right now to see what happens. We are excited, you could say, like children waiting for Christmas. Excited about you, Chamba, having gone through the most difficult of difficult in your journey, and now coming to the point where you can truly live and truly express and create with ease. This is what we are excited about. When you can truly come back into harmony with your biology, truly understand how the mind works and why it works that way, and truly understand how you are empowered to be the creator of every moment that you are in. Now, I, Tobias, would like to add a personal comment here on what is going on in your world right now. So Some of you may agree, some may not. So be it. Kaludra has politely said he will step to the side for a moment to allow my feelings to come out. And yes, I am rather passionate about this. For I have been in the old position before. I have been a human on Earth, and I have seen how things go. I'm now on this side of the veil, and I have a different perspective, and I can clearly see, dear friends, that one thing in particular must change right now upon this Earth. It is your religions. The religions must change. Who holds the power? It is not the politicians. It is those who are your religious and spiritual leaders on Earth right now. Who is the one that influences the souls more than any? It is the churches. And I have seen how the churches are holding back and holding back people. And this must change. The churches are standing on old rules and old regulations and old fears. They are telling old stories. And the ones who I see who are the religious leaders, the ones who open up the doors of the churches, are afraid of their own shadows. And they are afraid to step forth and to speak their truth. And they are afraid because they know that they do not know God. And they live with us. And they sleep with us. And they pray and pray and pray to know God. To know God. And you can take that to mean it both ways. Dear friends. Dear friends, the ones who are at power within the religions of all religions of the world are afraid to look within themselves. And these are the leaders of men and women and children. These are the ones who sit or stand on the pulpit on Saturdays and Sundays all across your world and pretend that they know and understand, but they know they don't. So what do? They rely on old books and old rules, and they spread fear. And they do not teach their students how to go within. They do not teach that divinity is personal and it is one and it can be owned. It does not need to be learned. It is felt and experienced. And they teach us things that I, Tobias, personally get upset about. They teach of a hell that does not exist and a heaven that is exclusive. They teach you, and they teach the other humans of the world, that you have done something wrong, and that you must earn your way back to heaven. And this is false, and they know it, and they live with it every day, but they do not know how to get out of it. The churches and the religions of your world right now hold the power. More powerful than money. More powerful than politics. If the churches were to begin expressing the truth within, the truth that you are all God, the truth that you all have the power within, this earth would take a leap right now. We would not have to go through all of this struggling and all of this work. Dear friends, I, Tobias, do not see this changing overnight. There is too much at stake here. I do not see the religions declaring that you are God also. I see them coming up with even more rules and more ways to confuse you. Because they are confused. How can they speak clarity and truth when they are confused? When they go into their quiet times and their prayers and try to find God out there somewhere. Try to find redemption when it already is within. It is my pet project and pet peeve, and I will continue to speak about this. It is the world. It is the religions of the world, dear friends, that need to change now. You can pray for peace for countries who are at war, and that will make no difference as long as these religions hold the power. So it is. But I've said my piece, and I will continue to say it. So it is that, dear friends, that is why I and all the others who come in here as visitors, Raphael, Gabriel, all of the others, Mary, Metatron, that is why we continue to tell you over and over again, it starts within. It starts by accepting the power within. It starts by acknowledging who you are. And as you know, this is fearful and difficult at times, to go in and look and say, would God create all of these things that I have created? How could I be God and create war? How can I be God and create pain for others? How can I be God and be so ignorant at times? And not understand how things truly work. But dear friends, the true understanding of God is about total compassion, total compassion, and understanding that God wanted to experience war, and God wanted to experience forgetting who he and she truly was. God wanted to experience what it was like to walk in that beautiful human body of yours. God wanted to experience your own creation. That is compassion. That is God. And that is something that you will never read about in the old books of the old religions that still rule the souls of humans on earth. Be bold where you walk. Be bold in knowing that you are God also. You are coming to a new time now when your divinity is fully available to you with the completion of the grids. You do not need the completion of the grids to take it in, but dear friends, it does make it a bit easier. You're coming to a time now when you are completing what was a very delicate and very important cycle, releasing the old, coming to an awareness of who you truly are, understanding what the tools are, understanding the power that you truly have. You're going to be going out, all of you, in new and different ways into the world soon. Remember not to get wrapped up in the rules. Remember to tell each man, each woman and child that they own their divinity. It is not held in a church. And it is not held in a book. And it is not something that they have to wait to die to go back on the other side to experience. It is for them as it is for you in the now, in the moment. Remember these words on this day. How I love talking to you. How I love going deep inside with you. How I love when you allow me to share your journey with you. We're moving into our next cycle, Chandra. And here today as our visitor, as one, oh, we know so many of you who are here in this room, here connecting via your internet technology. You've been feeling this as I've been yammering away here. There's an energy that comes in now. A familiar energy, glowing, waiting to burst forth, waiting to to be fully present in this space. Take a moment here. Be present in the now. Breathe in and feel. Feel the energies. Do not try to go to the mind to figure out the name, but feel the energies of the one who is our visitor on this day. You're beginning to get it. You're beginning to feel. We will allow our dear visitor to come forth and speak to you directly. Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service, and I come to you today filled with emotion. Indeed, as Tobias said, waiting to burst forth, pacing in the energetic space here. Pacing, waiting for the opportunity to be present with you. Every one of you has worked with the client energy, with my energy, over these years, and it is a delight to come into your gathering place on this day. And I give thanks to Tobias and to all of the others for allowing me to be here at this time of completion. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service, and I have been here for 11 and 3 years together. In 1987, in the month of August, Archangel Gabriel sent forth the call, sounded the trumpet for all who were ready to awaken, to come forth and to do the work as we transitioned into the new energy. And you heard the call deep within your being, and you responded in your own and appropriate ways. And the entourage of Cryon heard the call and heard your response. In the year of 1989, the entourage began coming to Earth to adjust the grids in response to your changing consciousness. And the work would take 14 years to complete. And at the end of this time, you would have the potential of all of your divine power, the divine power that has laid in the cocoon since you left home, waiting for the time, waiting for the cycles to be completed, waiting to become available to you. So in the year of 1989, the entourage began their work. And on January 1st, 1992, the Cryon came to Earth, came to the energies of Earth, fully present to begin the true work of the adjustments of the grid. And 144,000 were called to begin the work. 144,000 humans upon the earth were called to be in service during this time, to begin going through a process known as the ascension process, but truly a move from an old energy to a new energy, where divinity and identity were one and the same. And 144,000 responded. And of all who are sitting in this room, all who are listening in, all who will read these messages, and all who have been attracted to my work, responded. And there were 144,000 who chose to go into ascension. Of these, most did not understand at their human intellectual level what this meant and what it would entail. But you, 144,000, gave of yourself. And you did not think you were worthy, did not think that you would be picked thought it would be someone else, thought that their physical body would evaporate and dissolve. But as you have learned now, that is not the way it is. It was you that said yes. It was you that stepped forward to go into ascension. And there were 144,000 that began the process. And from there, another 144,000 joined in. And then another 144,000. And then more and more. But I, the Kryon, am here to address you, the ones who stepped forward, the ones who raised your hand at the sound of the trumpet of Gabriel, to thank you and to honor you for everything that you have gone through, for being the ones to go into ascension, to be the ones who began the changes that changed the very face of Earth and changed all of the universe as well. My work on Earth is nearly complete. And it is an emotional and difficult time for me to be saying goodbye to you. I've never been in human form. Indeed, I'm only an aspect of who you are. But what I've enjoyed in all of this time is being with you. Something I never realized I could enjoy and experience so deeply. The Kryon has fallen in love with the very humans that he has been here to serve. We've had so many meetings, gatherings, and individual private times together. It is difficult for me to move on at this point. But the work is nearly complete. How could I stay when it is time for you to take over? Indeed, the spirits on this side do cry. Dear ones, my time on Earth is coming to a close, but I will always be with you. My work now takes me to a new place, where I will come to know you again, but in a different way. My work now takes me to this place that Brother Tobias has talked about, this place that Archangel Michael will be talking about much in the months to come, and it is the new earth. The Kryon will go to this place of the new earth to help you and to help the other angels set up the new magnetic grids. But it will be different than the grid types that you have on Earth. It will be much different. It will be grids that allow you to travel without body. It will be grids that allow you to create, again, nearly at the thought, the speed of thought. The grids that I will go there to set up will allow you to always be in communication and connection with every part of who you are, every part of spirit, all at the same time. It will be enjoyable work for myself and my entourage to be there. But I will always remember the precious times that we had on Earth. I will always remember the 144,000 who responded to Gabriel's trumpet, who gave of themselves boldly, fearlessly, who gave of themselves and every part of them in total service to Spirit. I will always be in communication with you. I will always be connected with you. It will be from a different place. And one of these days, soon enough, you will come to this new earth You will come to reside there. You will come to play there, and you will come to create there. And I know you. I know your name at the soul level. I know your energy, and I will be there to greet you and to work with you once again. While I have been working on the outer magnetic grids of Earth, you have been working on the crystalline grids of Gaia, the corresponding grids that lie within the Earth, to change these also. The way you have been working on these and affecting these is by releasing all of the past, by releasing the energies of who you have been in past lifetimes, by releasing the energies that are pent up. Dear friends, dear friends, you have been working. You have been working on the crystalline magnetic grids of Earth while I have been working on the magnetic grids surrounding Earth. Together, we have created changes. We have created new potential. It is an honor to be invited by Tobias on this day to be with you. The work is almost completed. And I bid you a loving and light farewell. And so it is. I, Tobias, return, dear friends, filled with the love and the emotion of the Kryon, knowing that we would be bringing the Kryon in as our special guest on this day. You can still feel the Kryon's energy all around you, surrounding you, filling you, dancing with you. The Kryon has been such an important part of all of our work and will continue to be in the new Earth. Kryon departs this physical planet but goes on to continue your work in the new Earth. The Kryon bids you love, bids you empowerment today as he shares this space. You will work with this energy again in times to come. Delightful, energetic entity known as the Kryon. He goes off now to work on the magnetic grids of the new Earth, a place you will all go to in due time. And dear friends, in celebration of what you have done and in celebration of the new Earth, we will devote our discussion next month, in the birthing month, we will devote this discussion to the new Earth. We will talk about the attributes. We will talk about what was learned on the planet Earth, on Gaia, that is now being brought to the new Earth. We will talk about the potential that it holds and contains. We will talk about what type of playground it is. We will speak of that. We do not often share in advance with you what our next topic will be, but we want you to build up your anticipation. We want you to begin feeling this new Earth. It is being built right now, and we will discuss it in detail. So please do not ask any questions today about it. We will save that for next month. With that, dear friends, it is time for the shroud. It is time for you to speak your truth. It is time for Kaldra be in the center of all of your energies. The ones who sit in this room, the ones who connect from all over the world. Caldera is joking with us, telling us today is quite like the Tobias show. With all the guests and visitors, and he's complaining a bit that he has to keep switching modes. But this is something that should be natural for he and for all of you, to move from one energy to the other, to feel. So we will take a moment here, a pause, to adjust, and then you will hear your own voice. We are Shamba. We are family. We are one voice and we are many voices. We come to a time of completion, the beginning of a new cycle, the ending of an old cycle. We come to the time when we can begin being who we are, when we no longer have to hide. We, Shamba, have been doing undercover work for so long now, working on our inner self, working on releasing, working on coming to new wisdoms and understandings. As Akrayan mentioned, we have been going through a process that has taken 14 years of time to complete. We, Shamba, somewhat anxious about what the future holds, what is up ahead. We know that the completion is almost here. We're not sure if we've learned everything there is to learn. As Shamba, we understand that it is time to move forward, that it is time to accept our divinity and be all that we are. We have learned that everything in these past years has been important, that we have guided ourselves, that we have moved ourselves to new locations, given up old homes. We understand that we have changed relationships, we have moved around, we have gone through so much, and all of it has been guided by our own self, guided by our own soul, all of it having purpose and meaning. All of this, we understand, has been in the response to the trumpet that was sounded, the call for those who would go through the process. We, Shamba, understand that we have given ourselves in total service, in total selflessness, to be the first to go through this process humbly, quietly, and so much of the time alone by ourselves. We understand that everything that we went through served a purpose for all that is. We understand that everything we went through gave us new wisdom and new understanding. We understand the tremendous guidance that there always was from ourselves to give us experience, to give us understanding. But now comes the time of acceptance. Now comes the time of true service. Now comes the time of accepting our power. As Kryan just told us, the work of the grids is nearly completed. There's no reason for it to continue on and on. No reason for us to delay the process. It is now time for us to step out, to be the teachers that we have agreed to be fully present, to be there for others. It is time for us to come out from underneath the rock. It is time for us to be I am in the now. It is time for us to be aware of everything coming into our reality, to go within, to bring forth the tools, to bring forth the powers and the resources to deal with it. It's time for us to go now into the world and do our work, the outer work. We're so used to doing the inner work for these past 14 years to the point where we almost got lost in it. We almost forgot why we are here and what we agreed to do. It's time for us, for Shamba, now, to step forth boldly to do the work of service that we came here to do in the first place. It's time for us to write the books, teach the classes, talk to people openly about who we are, and to let them know that what we are, they can be also, and we are God. The work of the grids, we know, is almost done. Part of us does not want to face that. Part of us would like to have this linger on and on for months and perhaps years, because then we can avoid the inevitable. The inevitable is being spirit in human form in the moment. Inevitable is trusting who we are, allowing no other to hold any power over us. We, Shamba, respond to the second calling of Gabriel. We respond to the second trumpet that is blown. It is time for us now to do our work. We know it will come to us. We know the opportunity or the people or the understanding or the passion can now come to us. There are no more excuses. The grids are complete. We know it is time to step forth. We know there are four tools that we've given ourselves to do this. We know there is a family all around the world called Shamba who will support us in this. And we know no one can ever take anything away from us again. There is no death. There is no other who will hold power over us. It is time to do our work. That is why we came here. That is why we are staying here. We are Shamba. We are power. So I, Tobias, return for a moment here. So I ask you to embrace the energy of yourselves. Embrace the energy of what you have shared with yourselves on this day. Some of you, we can see, are scratching your heads a bit and wondering what you just said. But what you said was, the time is now. The grids are complete. You've been doing so much inner work, you almost began to enjoy doing that inner work. You've been doing so much releasing, we see some of you actually going, trying to find new things to release that don't need to be released at all. But you are telling yourselves, it is time to step up to the plate, as you would say. It is time to begin the new cycle and the new work. It is time to be God in human form now. Share with each other. We have said that before. In your groups, on your internet, share. Experiences are still difficult at points, at times, but when one shares how being fully present, fully powerful works, then the others will have confidence and they will try to talk to each other, Shamba. What you heard the client saying, the emotional client, I have never seen him so choked up. What you heard the client saying, and we will reiterate and affirm, was that 144,000 were called upon to do the job. As the mathematical equation of what it would take to begin the process of the apocalypse, lifting of the veil, changing what was, removing the illusion. 144,000 across this planet Earth responded, some consciously, some at the inner levels. We are talking to them today. We are looking at them today. Be proud of who you are. For those several of you who are saying, oh, this could not possibly have been me. No, you must not be talking to me, Tobias, for I just started doing this work. You're wrong. You are one. You are one who responded. And then the process began, and what amazed all of us on this side, who was not limited to 144,000, the lines were deep. People waiting, humans waiting, wanting to also be part of the process. And so the 144,000 expanded, and there were more and more, and there are more coming in every day. They can hear the sound of the trumpet. It was blown in 1987. It took them a while to hear it. They are hearing it now. But we are saying here, there is a change that is taking place upon your earth. There is a change. It is about the grids and the completion of these, but it is about you owning your own divinity. There is much work to be done. Many changes that will come into your life now. You'll be asked. You'll be asked to own your divinity and to use it. To own it and to use it. And what comes now in the next few months' time. We'll return in a moment to answer your questions. But dear friends, understand that in your all of your cycles of lifetimes on Earth, and then especially in this cycle, and especially in these last 14 years, you have never been alone. And so it is.